Now, here is a classic. First of all, it's Christy Moore. And this tells the story of a couple starting out in life. It's a very clever song. And whenever Christy Moore appears, no matter what venue, no matter what part of the world, he's always asked to sing this song, The Voyage. Well, I think I said it on Sounds Irish before that I'm not the greatest Christy Moore fan, but I do like him singing that. I think it's a wonderful song and it's a wonderful arrangement and a wonderful interpretation of life. Would you not agree? I think I've said it on the programme before. My mother had a wonderful repertoire of songs. Now, she taught them, most of them, to us as we grew up. But here's one that she did sing. Now, it's one of these, how shall I put it, one of these old Irish songs. Maybe not even Irish, maybe Irish-American. But here's Brendan O'Dowda and a song that my mammy used to sing quite often.
Come back to where in my womb in springtime of warning, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Sure, when we lend ear to beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the buffs and the braes. Then come back to Erin, Mavourneen, Mavourneen. Come back, Aroon, to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks in springtime, Mavourneen.
Deserved applause for Brendan O'Dowda and his interpretation of the song Come Back to Erin. Erin is a word, of course, another word for Ireland. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Wallard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. And I hope you enjoyed that. It was a wonderful arrangement of that lovely old song. Moving it a bit quicker now, because we've got Declan Nerney telling us about a famous Irish highwayman. Brennan was his name. He used to dwell on the moor, and that's why they called him Brennan on the Moor.
Running on the moor, born brave and undaunted, was you running on the moor?
Declan Nerney telling us all about the story of young Brennan on the moor. And I did promise you we'd be playing a lot more Declan Nerney, did I not, a couple of weeks ago? Well, I'm keeping my promise. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a version of this song, sung by my favourite Irish female artist, that's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. But we're not going to hear Anne-Marie O'Riordan doing this. But now we're going to hear the group called Cherish the Ladies, and they're singing Éireann Grá Machree, which means Ireland of my heart, and they make a lovely job of it.
Oh, Éireann Grá Machree, you're the dear old land to me. You're the fairest that my eyes setting of the sun, when my loneliness work was done, I rambled down the seashore for a walk, and I, being all alone, I sat down upon a stone for to gaze upon the scenes of New York. Oh, Éireann Grá Machree, you're the dear
Shiv Geishtucht, Sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Bollard.
We heard Dervish and a wonderful piece called The Hungry Rock. Well, when I say wonderful, for me, it was marvellous what they were doing with the tempo. They were, well, not so much the tempo, with the rhythm. That's it. They were doing wonderful things with the rhythm there. The Hungry Rock from Dervish, very talented group.
We normally associate Philomena Begley with singing country and Irish, but here, well, she's singing Irish. She's singing a wonderful track entitled My Own Dear Galway Bay. Now, this was a big hit for Dolores Keane, and Anne-Marie O'Riordan also had a go. You're familiar with the song Galway Bay, but this is not that song. It's Philomena and My Own Dear Galway Bay.
as far away I am today from seeing Jean as a boy. And long ago, the hour I know I first saw Illinois, but time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, gray and bleak by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between that grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and love that lives always. Bless every home beside your phone, my own dear Galway Bay. A heart of fire once more. For all the gold the world might hold, I'll never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sends, with neighbors old and gray. And I'd lay my bones 'neath churchyard stones beside you, Galway Bay. Upon my dying day, my soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
That's unusual from Philomena Begley there, my own dear Galway Bay. Not a slight hint of country music in it at all. In fact, a very strange arrangement. I was just listening to it there. It sounded very sort of Englishy arrangements. This is Mick Flavin, country singer, country and Irish, sings it very well. And this is entitled The Lights of Home. And when I saw this, I wondered if it was the same one that Deanna Durbin had out many years ago. I can see the lights of home. That's enough of the singing, Joe. No, it's not that one. But this is a song, when I heard it, I thought again of people far away from Ireland, thinking of, at this time, of the folks back home and remembering all the things that happen at home. Here's Mick Flavin and The Lights of Home.
I know tonight they're waiting for me, your letter lying on the floor. After I've read it, I close my eyes and see the lights of home. I picture each one round the table tonight, each little face clearly shown. I know my name will be part the baby gone to sleep. Our busy days were called on. All the everyday things I recall, I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of home. I see the lights of home.
Now we come to our Daniel slot, and I know I played this track only a couple of weeks ago, but I want to dedicate this to all my newfound Facebook friends. Oh, I'm picking them up each week, and they're listening to Sounds Irish. And to all Daniel O'Donnell fans from all over the world, this one from Joe Bollard is coming just for you.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose,
search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. Someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Lennon there and Eileen's Jig. And I dedicate that to any Eileen, and I'm sure there are lots of Eileens listening to me with this week's Sounds Irish programme. Well, friends, that is our programme for this week. Well, it really has been a mixed programme, and I've really had great fun putting it together. Now, don't forget, you can contact me, email everton274@sky.com and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, you can always join me on Facebook. Now then, friends, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope, and I sincerely hope you will. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, by the way, our signature tune, which has no name, was written and composed and played by my good friend Chrissy Cochran. That's an answer to an email I got during the week. Friends, take care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, Joe Waller saying, Sláinte, God bless, travel safely, bye.